from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two of Primetime sans our fearless leader, the COVID-infested birthday boy, yeah. Ropp. Still out, still on the mend, and we are wishing him a speedy recovery. Hopefully he makes that golf tournament. We were talking about those odds yesterday. What do we think now?
Well, he says he feels pretty good, but he needs the negative test, so... I feel like the golf tournament's going to happen. I feel, you know, look, I've been fooled before by one Isaac Ropp's immune system. But I feel like he's getting antsy. I feel like he's feeling guilty. And I think there's an outside chance tomorrow, but I feel very confident. I feel like now the overwhelming favorite is Ropp at the golf tournament on Thursday.
I tend to think that's likely, but again, it all comes down to the test.
Exactly. We'll see. I do believe that the boss has told him, no test, no coming back.
Well, coming up later this hour, what a local gym class instructor and Jamarcus Russell have in common.
Oh.
And additionally, local police bust a stolen toy ring. Two stories I'm very excited about for In the News. But before that, I want to get to Team USA and a clip that is going viral. I don't know if this was first on Instagram or TikTok, but Team USA has finally converged to get ready to prepare for the Paris Olympics. Obviously, we talked yesterday or the day before about Cooper Flagg scrimmaging against Team USA and all that that's going on. But a video came out asking all of the players to do one specific thing, mm-hmm. and four of them couldn't do it. I can do it. Ortner says he cannot. I'm wondering if you can. Can you spin a basketball on your finger?
How long do I have to spin it for?
I guess long enough that we would say, oh, yeah, that's you've got it spinning there. Like, I mean, not like, oh, it spin and fell off.
Yeah, I can. I wouldn't say that I am great at it by any stretch of the imagination. But if you say that I got to give you like a 5 Mississippi... I can do it. Now, if I have to continue to spin it...
No, a 5 Mississippi is totally acceptable.
Then, yes. At one point, mm-hmm. I was certainly able to do that, but I haven't done it in years.
I'm in the same boat.
So I need some warm-up.
I haven't done it in a while. I've done it more recently than playing JV hoops in high school, but I haven't done it in a few years. I'm confident I could. There are four players on Team USA, the best basketball players in the world, that can't spin the ball on their finger.
I find that odd.
This, to me, is like the upset of the century.
Who can't spin it?
So I will let you guess. Who do you think on that team? You can pull up the roster if you want. Who do you think on that team would not be able to spin the ball on their finger?
Well, I am, and this is probably like sizeism, but I'm going to say that it's probably the bigs. Like, if you're asking me who's... There's no way a guard can't do that. So I'm going to say like Bam. I'll go with Bam being one that can't spin it. Bam can spin it, huh?
Bam was not outed as someone who cannot spin it.
Okay. I mean, God, there's no way. Like, it's not going to be like one of the guards. Embiid?
That's correct. Embiid is one of the four. He said he cannot do it.
Yeah, again, I'm going raw size here. What about Kevin Durant? Because he's got freaky long fingers.
Durant can spin the basketball. And actually, he said that, we'll play the audio. I believe he said that it's disgusting that Embiid can't do it.
Yeah, that's weird. it's a weird thing. So, like, I guarantee LeBron can do it. What about Kawhi Leonard?
LeBron James cannot spin
a
basketball.
Get the hell out of town.
The video is out there. He can't do it. He says he can't do it.
No.
Yes.
I
don't think they're doing bits. It's a tweeted out by the official NBA account. Yeah.
Is there a video of LeBron James trying to do it?
Yes. There's video of these people trying. He gives it a flip and it kind of falls off his hand. He's like, nah, can't do it.
Huh. I would have never, of all the people, he would have been the last. I would have had to get down to the very end before I would have thought that.
Who else you got?
I see it right here. Yeah, oh my gosh.
So if you're seeing the video now, I can reveal the others. And maybe the one that's even more mind-blowing than LeBron, Stephen freaking Curry.
So you're telling me that Steph Curry, arguably the greatest point guard of all time.
And a known exceptional ball handler.
Can't spin a basketball?
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm watching in here, and it is a little awkward, especially with how easy like some of the guys like Drew Holiday spin it.
And Drew Holiday, and we'll play the audio for you. Actually, we'll go ahead and do that. I will play the audio for you. Here's a little clip. It's a little bit cut up. The audio isn't perfect, so I'll try to explain afterwards if you have questions on who's who.
Do you know how to spin a ball on your finger?
So I can do a lot of things with a basketball. A lot of things.
That's LeBron.
My thing. I bet you 80 can.
Drew said he didn't think you knew how.
Come on, Drew. You know me better than that.
Davis can do it.
You think all of your teammates for USAB can do it?
Yeah. That is the one thing that I cannot do.
As a little kid, don't you just sit here and practice this all day?
Sure, I can give you like a half a second, maybe. 1,000, 2,000.
Have it? At the point guard, don't know how to do it?
Tyrese?
Oh, that Gen Z.
I heard you can bounce it off your knee.
Who said that to you?
Do you know how to spin a ball on your finger?
No, I cannot.
No?
Probably the only guy on the team who can.
Joel? That's sick. I think we have more coordination than that.
Do you feel like you should be able to as a basketball player?
That's one of the most embarrassing things of just me. You got me nervous even thinking about spinning the ball on my finger.
That's Steph, right?
It's Steph.
Can't do it.
And there you have it.
Yeah, Steph slams the ball at the end of the video.
He says he's shook by it.
He's embarrassed. And by the way, Halliburton can't really do it
either. No, so that's the fourth one. He's like, can I do it for half a second? 1,000, 2,000. And then the guys are going, our point guards can't spin the ball? Yeah. So two point guards on that team can't do it.
Halliburton is hit or miss, but... Anthony Davis is great at it. I say Anthony Davis and Drew Holiday are the two best.
Yeah.
Because they can keep it going and keep spinning. Drew Holiday is like going finger to finger back and forth.
I think of this as being like akin to like a baseball pitcher being able to like flip the ball off his elbow or something. Like something so basic that, you know, not the lay person, not the average person, but the professionals who have handled a basketball their entire life. Huh. The fact that these guys can't do that, it absolutely blew me away.
Yeah, I am. I don't know who I'm more stunned by, LeBron or...
Or Steph.
Or Steph. I mean, to be honest, I would say Steph. He's a point guard. He's a little guy. And he's such a good ball handler. So in all those years and all those, you know, he's got he's notorious for his ball handling drills at the warm-up.
Yep.
At no point in that, you thought that to spin a ball?
I just think about all the time sitting around a gym just flipping the ball.
I remember being a dumbass kid and that's just, you know. Yeah, that's what you did. You just spun it around because it's really not that hard to do.
No, it's physics. It's basically, and now a video has surfaced of the Harlem Globetrotters visiting the Warriors and putting a ball on Stephen Curry's finger for him so that it would spin on its own. That's the only footage anyone ever has of him spinning a ball. Huh. He didn't spin it himself. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's one of those weird, like, I'm always jealous of people that, and I've actually tried to do this. So maybe it is just, it's a weird mental block because I've always wanted to be able to whistle with my fingers, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I have actively set out to try. Like, I've watched YouTube videos. I cannot do it, and it drives me crazy. I was always jealous of the coaches that didn't need a whistle.
They either do like the hook that goes in there, or the two pinkies, like that.
I always thought that was super cool. I don't know why, but I always loved it, and I was like, dude, I'm gonna, like, 1 year, I was like, I'm gonna set out to do this. No, I gave up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
after like 6 months because it's pathetic.
So
I have the inability to do it.
Sounds to me that you and I can do something that LeBron and Steph Curry can't with a basketball, and to me that is mind blowing.
See, I feel like mine is more like Halliburton's, where
But again, like you said, if you spent a couple hours working on it, you'd have it back. I think it's not.
You're not
climbing Everest.
You're getting a couple Mississippis. I do not think I have the ability anymore to spin it multiple times.
Sure. Well, let's move on from
the other cool one real quick, by the way, that I spent a long time doing, and I used to be able to do it, and I haven't done it in years, is the I could roll a coin on my knuckles.
Oh.
That was another one of those dumb things that I spent a lot of time sitting around when I didn't have anything.
I can't do the one that a lot of people do where they spin the pen and it kind of goes around your thumb or finger.
Son of a bitch, Isaac Ropp, can do that. Phenomenal.
And I've worked with people who do it so well, and I've always been almost jealous of it. I'm like, that looks so cool and like stress relief.
Rob does a great, like, he used to do it just, he uses his computer now, but when we started, he would hand write his nose. I was always impressed. And he was like, really? I'm like, dude, I think that's awesome. And I wished I could, that's one of those, same thing, like, I can't do it. Tried it, doesn't work. But I don't know. I think it was like in college, like on road trips, I would get bored and I would sit there and I would roll a coin in my fingers because I saw Mel Gibson do it in a Lethal Weapon movie.
Nice.
Except my hands aren't that big. So the cool guys can do it with poker chips.
Yeah.
I can do it with a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Anything bigger than that, like I can't even really do a silver dollar. I can do it with like a nickel or a quarter, but my hands aren't that big. But the dudes with big mitts can do it with poker chips or a silver dollar. It's a baller move.
I also want to, speaking of poker chips, I like the one that you always see when there's poker on TV, the people who can shuffle the chips with one hand, where they pick them up and then they like push them together. Yeah. I've never been able to
do that.
My dad
can do
that. It always looks so cool.
So my dad plays World Series of Poker on his iPad that he specifically bought just so he could play poker every night.
Sounds like my father-in-law.
And he does the chips. I could do the baseball bat swing, where you swing and you let your hands go and the bat flips around and you catch it.
Oh, that's an impressive
one. I used to be able to do that one.
Okay.
That's the only one I could ever do, though.
Yeah, right. Little tricks like that, I can do. I can do the football stuff better. I can do the roll the ball back onto my hand and then roll it back and catch it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So you like, because
it almost looks like a magic trick, kind of.
Because when I was the center, you would always go over with the quarterbacks at the start of practice, and the quarterbacks can do all kinds of crap. I can actually spin a football better than I can a basketball, because we would, again, stupid quarterback, which is probably the reason why I can spin a basketball a little bit. But I can do that, and I can do the throw the ball off the ground back to myself.
Oh, and that with the football.
With the football.
Because that's hard to do. The point does not make that easy.
No. So, again, standing there, I can sit there and you throw it about a yard in front of you, and it you bounce it back to yourself.
Our high school quarterback could do that, but he also went on to play at Arizona State. Yeah. And I've never known anybody that can do that. That's a good trick.
So I can do those simply because we would stand around with quarterbacks and I would be like, oh, well.
Let me try.
Yeah, let me try. And then after a while, after a couple years of standing there with all those jackasses, you can do that.
Sure.
I got better football tricks than I do basketball stuff. But yeah, sure. Any little weird thing like that is always, I don't know, like the pen flip or the... You know, anything that's like a stupid little parlor trick, they're kind of fun things. You know?
The pen flip to me seems like the basketball equivalent of what they do in their jobs. I'm blown away that it doesn't happen.
Next time when he's back, ask Rob to do it. Again, I haven't seen him do it in years, but he was really
pen spinning
he
king.
Was really good at it. I was always, when he would do updates, he would sit in there and flick his pen. And it's people think it's cool. I was always impressed by that.
All right, total douche or absolute legend, golf bro edition. Plus, have participation trophies gone too far? That's next. Primetime 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.